A Victoria sailor finished third overall in the grueling race to Alaska, but clocked the best solo time in the history of the competition where participants can use only wind and human power to propel their vessels. Eric Pestu brought his multi-hull sailing ship, the Pestu, into Ketchikan Harbor on Friday morning, completing the 1,200-kilometer race from Port Townsend, Washington in 7 days, 22 hours and 44 minutes. Pestu uses sails and a pedal-to-prop mechanism on his vessel. It was the fastest time for a solo sailor in the 8-year history of the race and considered an impressive feat against teams who have multiple sailors to share duties. Pestu handily beat the previous record set in 2018 by Russell Brown, who had a time of 8 days, 4 hours and 16 minutes. What a week it's been. Hard to believe I actually made it here, but it's starting to feel real, Pestu said in a social media post Saturday, before getting some well-deserved sleep. Another Victoria entry, Team Ship of Fools, finished 7th overall after arriving in Ketchikan early Saturday. The monohull sailboat was crewed by Kevin Greenwood, Nigel Greenwood, Richard Greenwood, Dave Blake, Ian Greenwood and Tony Greenwood and finished in 8 days, 18 hours and 50 minutes. A sailboat team called We Break for Whales won the race to Alaska. The 40-foot mono-hull sailboat Grey Wolf, skippered by Jean Gusev of Port Townsend and 8 crew arrived in Ketchikan early on Wednesday morning, finishing the race in 5 days, 18 hours and 59 minutes. The team, which won in 2018 as Sail Like a Girl, is the first 2-time winner of the race to Alaska. The annual race is North America's longest human and wind-powered race, and has the largest cash prize at $10,000 for the winner, and a set of steak knives for the second-place finisher. The second-place entry was catamaran team Budgie Smugglers, which finished in 7 days 10 hours and 4 minutes with a 5-person crew. Team Dacron and Denim from Seattle was 4th overall in 7 days 23 hours. Team Unfinished Business from Vancouver was 5th at 7 days 23 hours and 25 minutes, followed by Team Rough Duck of Seattle at 8 days, 18 hours and 30 minutes. The race takes place in 2 stages. The Proving Ground is a 25-kilometer race from Port Townsend to Victoria and acts as a qualifier. The second stage continues on to Alaska. 29 teams started the second leg from Victoria.dcloster at timescolonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at timescolonist.com.